From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Utah's Latinx community now accounts for more COVID-19 cases than any other ethnic group. According to the latest data from the State Department of Health, they make up about 14% of the population in Utah, but nearly 40% of all cases. More than 8,700 Utahns have been diagnosed with the virus, but only about a third of those are active. Four more deaths were reported yesterday, bringing the state total to 105. A legislative subcommittee approved plans yesterday to cut up to nearly $45 million in funding for Utah's courts and Department of Corrections. KUER Sonia Hudson reports that could lead to a backlog of cases and more inmates being released.
Tax revenues have plummeted due to COVID-19, and state lawmakers are looking to cut up to $1.3 billion from next year's budget to make up for it. For the Department of Corrections, those plans include getting rid of up to 241 beds across the system. Executive Director Mike Haddon says he's concerned about public safety.
That means offenders need to go out into the community. We're also have to take some hits to offender treatment and programming, so they're going to be less prepared when they go out into the community.
The court system is looking at keeping 50 positions unfilled throughout the next fiscal year and furloughing staff one day each month. Judge Mary Noonan is the state court administrator.
In the month of April, we had zero criminal trials. The backlog of work that has begun to grow and will continue to grow is not inconsequential.
The Executive Appropriations Committee will decide next month which proposed cuts to accept across all agencies. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Up to $8.9 million could be sliced from the budget of Utah's Department of Natural Resources and other environmental agencies. Some of the proposals include eliminating positions or reducing the state's Hogle Zoo funding by up to $900,000. But Republican Representative Lee Perry says Hogle shouldn't bear the brunt of the cuts.
I don't want the zoo to close down and open the gates and having wild animals run free.
Another suggestion would have reduced a general fund subsidy for energy solutions, a nuclear waste processor in the state. Some lawmakers argued that option would essentially be a tax increase on a private business. The Tooele County Health Department has issued a public health order that closes the amphitheater at Studio Ranch. That's the venue for a concert backed by Utah Business Revival that was forced to move the show from Kaysville after dissent from its city council. The health department says the proposed concert falls under the definition of a temporary mass gathering and so poses a potential health hazard during the coronavirus pandemic. Though Governor Gary Herbert moved Tooele County into the yellow phase of the state's reopening, the rule bans mass gatherings. Officials with the county health department say the goal is to continue to protect the health and well-being of the community. For the first time in 124 years, the world's largest outdoor rodeo is canceled. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, Cheyenne Frontier Days lost out to COVID-19.
Cheyenne's mayor, Marion Orr, says she's never known a Wyoming without a Cheyenne Frontier Days.
It has survived wars. It survived the Great Depression. So essentially, it's that wild horse that just couldn't be broken. This is the one break that it just couldn't beat.
The 10-day-long celebration typically attracts about 500,000 people and lots of revenue. Orr says this spells trouble for the cowboys and cowgirls who compete, but it's also bad news for the local economy. Still, she says it was the right decision.
This isn't maybe the year to celebrate. This is the year to maybe just get through.
If there's ever a time to celebrate, Orr says it'll be next year, when the daddy of them all, as it's known, marks its 125th anniversary. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Around 24 people expressed their excitement and concerns about the Utah Inland Port Authority Board's strategic plan yesterday. It was the board's first meeting since last October. Salt Lake City resident Lee Stanhope asked board members to reject the plan, which outlines the port's business and sustainability goals.
Come back when you have a plan that actually has some teeth, where you can actually tell the developers you have to follow these rules to be allowed to do business here.
The Inland Port Authority Board will meet next on June 22nd. A public comment period for the strategic plan is open until then. Utah has released public service announcements and put up billboards aimed at changing the narrative around child abuse. It's a part of the National Shine Campaign, which looks to empower survivors. The Utah Attorney General's Office and Children's Justice Center launched the program yesterday. AG Sean Reyes says reports of child abuse have dropped by 40% since the start of the pandemic. That's in large part because stay-at-home orders have made it harder for people like teachers and coaches to see if there is a problem. If you know of or suspect a child abuse situation, call the state's hotline at 1-855-323-3237. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.